You alone are the strength and rock of my life. In you I'm satisfied. Lift your hands and worship Him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship, the dominion, the supremacy, the rule, and the sovereignty. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of your people today. Thank you, for in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say, Lord, amen. With your hands and give Him the praise for His presence. Give Him the praise for His presence. Here. Clap your hands all ye people. And shout to the Lord the voice of triumph. Welcome somebody to the presence of the Lord. And you might please take your seat.
You alone are the children of me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strength of my life. In you I'm satisfied.
I am aware that there are people who have been healed this morning, delivered this morning, or maybe you had an encounter or the other this morning. Anyone like that, can I see your hand? God did something to you. Would like to testify if there was time. Yes, stand up. Let me see. All right. Yes, one, two. Wave your hand. Let me see. Don't come out yet. I'll tell you when to come out. All right. Those encounters, the permanent, the healings are permanent in Jesus' name. At the end of the message this morning, I'll ask you to come. Then you let us know what God did for you. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire gifts, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and have abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm looking at the subject supernatural supply in times of uncertainty and scarcity. In times of uncertainty and scarcity. Such as the kind of times we are in our nation today. Times of uncertainty, times of scarcity. Our first objective is to understand the God of supernatural supplies. Understanding the God of supernatural supplies. Our second objective is to understand the secrets of supply. Understanding the God of supernatural supplies. And then understanding the secrets of supply in times of uncertainty and scarcity. We serve the God whose official title is Jehovah Jireh. He enacted the covenant of Jehovah Jireh with Abraham, the Lord God, your provider. And throughout scripture, We have scriptures littered everywhere that confirm to us that the God we serve is a supernatural provider at all times, but especially in adverse times. We're going to look at God regarding supply in various dimensions. Number one, that God is the God, is the covenant provider and supplier. He is the covenant provider and supplier. I am going to go through the same headings like the first service, except that the illustrations and scriptures will be different. He is the God, he is the covenant provider and supplier. He is the God of covenant provision and supplies. He is covenant bound to supply. He is covenant bound to provide. You look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 to 11. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 to 11. And then verse 18. 7 to 11, then 18. He said, "For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, without scarcity. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou may dig brass. When you have eaten and you are full, then you shall bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day." So there is a covenant that brings you into a land without scarceness. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 12 also gives us another covenant perspective. He said, "For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. And the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all the things. The seed shall be prosperous." So it begins with the seed, it continues with the fruit, the increase, and the possession of all things. So when we start with the seed, we continue on into the prosperous release of the fruit, and the increase of the earth, and the opening of the heavens. It is covenant. God is a God, is a covenant provider and supplier. He's a God of covenant provision. Number two, God is the God of supernatural supplies in adverse times. Adverse. When the times are hard and times are adverse. We saw in scripture in the first service in Psalm 33 verse 18 to 19, where he said, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, so he can deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine." He delivers their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Now, we'll look at the counterpart of that scripture in Psalm 37, verse 18 to 19. Psalm 37, verse 18 to 19, it said, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied." I want to read that again. Psalm 37 verse 18 and 19. Talking about the days where money is scarce. The days where you need to use money to buy money. Hello. The days of shortage. "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil times, such as the time we are in. And in the days of famine, they shall be hungry." Is that what he said? In the days of famine, look at your neighbor, say the scripture got you covered. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Let God be true, and let every devil be a liar. Let God be true, and let every force of hell be a lie. I declare your satisfaction in these days. I declare your fulfillment in these days. Shout the loudest, amen. Thirdly, God is a God who prospered his covenant people in times of famine. What we just saw is a promise. What I'm about to show you is a fulfillment. He is the God who prospered and prospers his covenant people in times of famine. In times of famine. In the first service, we saw the example of Abraham, and we saw the example of Jacob. In this service, I'd like us to see this example of Israel. How Israel fared in times of famine. How Isaac, first Isaac and then Israel. Let's look at Isaac in Genesis 26, verse 1 to verse 3. Genesis 26, 1, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Now verse 12. And Isaac sowed in that same land, the land of famine, the land of scarcity, and received the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him in the same land of famine and scarcity. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. That was a man assisted by God to flourish in the season of scarcity. Now look at it, Israel, our second example in this service, that was more drastic. In Genesis 47, verse 15 to verse 21, Israel in the land of Egypt. And when money failed in the land of Egypt, like it happened in Nigeria, and in the land of Canaan, and all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for the flocks, and for the cattle of the herds, and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. Keep going. When the year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord, how that our money is spent. My Lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before your eyes? Both we and our land, buy us, that is, they sold themselves, buy us and our land for bread. Just buy us and give us food to eat. And we and our land will be your servants, will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed, that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them from the cities, them to cities from one end to the borders of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. Now verse 23, people have sold themselves. Then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you. I have bought you today. I bought you and I bought your land for Pharaoh. That is all of you and your land. You belong to Pharaoh. Now here is seed for you. Sow the land so you can prosper. But there was a set of people in this same land. Look at verse 27. In this same land, this same chapter, that didn't know what was going on. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, this same land, where people have sold their bodies, and sold their lives, and sold their lands, in the country of Goshen. And they had possessions, where people were selling themselves. And they had possessions therein. And they grew, and they multiplied exceedingly. They were not aware of what the others were talking about, because there was a covenant at work. Somebody say after me, say, when men are cast down, I shall say, there is a lifting up. Lift your voice and say, there is a covenant of exemption that I am working on, that I am working with. Say, the covenant of exemption is working for me. Say, God is too faithful to fail, even in times of famine. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Take your seat. Some people say, the Bible says the truth shall set you free. No, it is not truth that sets you free. It is the truth that you know. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth you don't know has no effect on your life. It is not the word that gives you light. It's the word that entered. The entrance of the word giveth light. So you can carry the Bible and carry it under your pillow and do anything you want to the Bible. Until you know what the Bible carries, it doesn't deliver anything to you. If you know this kind of scripture, for example, and you are in the season of scarcity, you won't be aware of what people are talking about. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. I decree and I prophesy the covenant of exemption. You know, there are many things we don't talk about. If you talk about some things, people will get too angry, too annoyed. My Papa Bishop Yereko doesn't care. He will just tell you everything wrong. I've never begged. He will just tell you as raw as it is. If you like, hit your head. We are a bit mild in presenting certain things. But that scripture you just saw now is still happening today. That as people sold themselves, sold their land, sold their bodies, some are not aware. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, in this season, whatever scarcity, adversity, calamity, disaster is befalling you in this season, I declare it shall never be your portion. Whatever is befalling the land is in this season, it shall never be our portion. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Please be seated in the name of Jesus. Number four. Now, I said in the first service, I'd like to repeat it. That I heard some time ago that in times like this, it is important to know that there has always been times like this. Do you understand the meaning of that? Anything you have seen under heaven has happened before. When the COVID lockdown came, many of us thought that that was the first time it happened in the world. It happened in the flu pandemic of 1922, thereabout, and the whole world was locked down. In times like this, it is important to know that there has always been times like this. Situations like you have experienced or you are experiencing have happened before, and people passed through it and came out. He said, no temptation has taken you except what is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape so you can bear it. Am I communicating at all? I announce to you today, the same God who delivered Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel in the days of famine in the Bible, in the days of calamity, disaster in time past, is delivering you and your family and your loved ones now. In Jesus' precious name. Number four, God is the God of supernatural supplies from unbelievable sources. Supernatural supplies from unbelievable sources. Unbelievable sources. What is the meaning of that? That is, God can supply, give you supply from places that are impossible for supplies to come out of. Example, Elijah's supply from the ravenous bird. God made a raven to supply food to the prophet. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 3, all the way to verse 6. God told Elijah, get the hands and turn thee eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Ravens. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Ravens. I've said this many times. Ravens. Raven, don't give food to anybody. Raven. From raven, we have the ravenous appetite. When they say somebody's appetite is ravenous, a gargantuan appetite, extra large. You know those kind of children that are hanging around the kitchen until their mother says, please, everybody have not eaten yet, come out. Extra large. Raven. Raven is ravenous. He is permanently hungry. One. Number two, raven is hungry enough to eat his own children. Yes. He's hungry enough to eat his own children. That is the one God is sending with food. That is the one God is sending to give food to his prophet. He suspended his appetite. He said, you are not a giver, Raven, but I forced you to become a giver. You are a permanent eater. You are a consumer. You are not a distributor. But I put you now under pressure to become a giver, a releaser. There is nothing God cannot make anything to do. He can make donkey prophesy. He can make the fish to swallow up a man and suspend the intestine of the digestive system of the fish. He can make anything do anything. He can turn a man to animal and turn animal to prophet. He turned Nebuchadnezzar to animal. He turned animal to prophet. He can do and undo, overdo, extra do, mega do, supra do. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Unbelievable places where you are not expecting that anything. Our challenge is that our focus is unidirectional. You are just one-sided. When they say pray and trust God for a miracle or an intervention, your eye is in one direction. It never crosses your mind that God can go outside the box and perform a miracle outside the box. From this moment forward, refuse to be unidirectional. Don't even be bi-directional. Be multi-directional. Anything can happen from anywhere, from any corner, from any angle. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say after me, everything positive can happen to me from any angle, at any time. Say my God can give me supernatural supply from unbelievable places. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Give the Lord a bigger shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. That was Elijah's supply from the raven. And of course, Peter's catch of fishes from the empty lake, Gennesaret. Empty lake. In Luke chapter 5, verse 4-5, we saw how the lake was literally empty. I toiled all night, I caught nothing. Means there's nothing in the lake. And yet, out of that unbelievable place, God gave them a net breaking, ship sinking breakthrough that shall happen for you. Where they have said there is nothing, God will bring something out of. And finally, we serve the God of supernatural multiplication of resources. The God of supernatural multiplication of resources. That is, what you have can be multiplied. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to 6, we saw the prophet's widow experience the multiplication. Then he said, go borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And the woman went and... Next verse. That's just simple logic. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. God carried a bowl of oil and multiplied it by his mystery of multiplication. In John chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, we saw the multiplication of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. At the frequency of thanksgiving. So we serve the God of the multiplication of resources. We serve the God who can multiply resources. You know, when God multiplies your resources, let me give you an example. It's not necessary that God carries the 1 million in your hands, and by the time you open the safe tomorrow, you saw 10 million. It's not necessarily functioning like a money doubler. Not necessarily. What God does is that 1 million, he makes you, causes it to be able to buy what 10 million could buy. That house is 25 million. And somebody said, you know what? Give me anything you have. And you say, anything you have, like how? It's anything you have. So, you know, I'm just gathering like 3.5 million to rent a house. He said, bring it. Take the house. You said, for real? Take the house. My wife is aware of the kind of thing I'm talking about with a car. It happens all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, it has the capacity to increase the potential of your resources. That is, what you have can bring out more results than what you could have done. The divine multiplier of resources. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Lift your right and say, oh God, the supernatural multiplier, I receive the miracle of multiplication in Jesus' name. Now, what is the secret of experiencing harvest or supplies in scarcity? When everybody is struggling for survival, what is key to surviving? Number one, continually looking up to God. Maintaining confidence in God continually. Continually looking up to God. Maintaining confidence in God continually. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and in verse 5 to verse 8. Jeremiah 17, 5 to 8. It says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river. He shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and he shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall he cease from yielding fruit. Psalm 121, verse 1, all the way to verse last, he said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. I'm not looking up unto a man, unto a system, unto a big man. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Not just regarding your protection, but regarding your provision. Genesis 14:21-23. Abraham speaking to the king of Sodom. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods for thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the most high God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe lashes, and I will not take anything that is thine, in case you should say, I have made Abraham rich. I'm not going to take anything from you. I'm looking up to God. God is my source. I cannot look up to another source. Continually looking up to God. Listen to this. Confidence in God is the secret of comfort in life. Don't forget it. Confidence in God is the secret of comfort. If you want life to be comfortable, that is, no force of hell can discomfort you and disorient you. Confidence in God is key to comfort. To stability, immovability, catharticity in life. Confidence in God. Number two, secret of supernatural supply in adverse times is active covenant practice. Active covenant practice. Active covenant practice. Be in active practice of the covenant. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, all the way to verse 7. 2 Corinthians 9, 6, all the way to verse 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God loveth a cheerful giver. For as long as the devil does not stop my releasing, no force can stop my receiving. You know, where we read in Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 15, Philippians 4, 15, Paul the Apostle says, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and giving. No, it is giving and receiving. If there is a giving, there is a receiving. Concerning giving and receiving. And that is scriptural. Concerning giving and receiving. Concerning giving and receiving. I'd like you to understand that the covenant is superior to the climates of life. It's superior to the climates of life. The climate was not good. But it did not affect Isaac because he was under the cover of the covenant. The covenant is superior to the climates of life. And finally, what is the key to experiencing supernatural supply in adverse times? Did I say final number three? Is connection to divine direction. When we are able to hear what God is saying, invest here, divest from here. Change location. Move here, move there. Connection to divine direction. Listen to this. The voice of God breaks the limitations of life. The voice of God breaks. Did you see Psalm 29 verse 3, 4 and 5? Say, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. It breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of God breaks limitations of life. It breaks strongholds. The land may be hard. The ground may be strong. But all you need is to hear what God is saying. One vision, one revelation, one dream of the night. Regarding where to go and where not to go. Regarding where to invest and where to move out the investment from. Just one revelation, one vision, one dream will break the grounds that are hard. That was what happened to the widow of Zarephath when Elijah told her Bring me first. The barrel of meal shall not fail, and the cruse of oil shall not be wasted. That was what happened to the Shunammite woman where we read just now. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to 6. That was what happened to Peter when the master told him to go to the water and bring out the fish and open its mouth. In Matthew 17 and in verse 27. Open the mouth of the fish, there is money inside. He went by the voice of the Lord, and that voice of the Lord broke a limitation. I announce and decree and prophesy to somebody, in this season, your ears shall be open, and you shall hear the voice of God clear. Your ears shall be open, your eyes shall be open, your understanding shall be open, and you shall hear what God is saying to you. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. May God speak to you in your dream. May He speak to you in the service. May He speak to you in the church. Finally, maintaining the attitude of gratitude and praise. The attitude of gratitude and praise. The attitude of gratitude and praise. It will lead to the breaking of hard grounds. In Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 17, Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 17, all the way to verse 19, it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, despite all these negative things around me. When I have done that, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet. He will make me to walk out of the dry places and move into my high places. Praise. Listen. Appreciation is fertilization for multiplication. Appreciation. Just appreciate God. You are fertilizing your resources to multiply. That was what happened in John chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 11 and 12. And Jesus made the people to sit down. He gave thanks, and the bread and the loaves and the food multiply. Appreciation is fertilization for multiplication. Everything grows around the grateful. Everything dries up around the murmurer. Everything grows around the grateful. Everything grows around the praiseful. Everything dries up around the grumbler. Just watch anybody who grumbles. Watch anybody. I knew a young man many years ago from university days. He complains permanently. Everybody is against him. Everything is wrong. Everywhere he comes, people are conspiring. People are talking. He came to our house when my baby was like 5 years or 6 years. Well, the young man walked to our house. And the climate that he carried. Baby said, Daddy, I don't like that uncle. And if you yourself saw him, you would not like him. He complained about everything. He was permanently in need of money. His story has not changed till today. He is 50-something years old. He has not married. I am not talking about something I heard. I'm talking about who I know. He permanently grumbles, murmurs. Everything is against him. Everybody is against him. There is nothing like that. If you are not against yourself, nothing can be against you. No devil can be against you. For if God be for us, who and what can be against us? Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A bigger shout and a louder clap of praise. I knew someone. He said, Nigeria is too hard. Nigeria is too tough. Nigeria is too bad. Nothing is working. I better change location. He changed location and went to America. Right there, the problem continued. Right there, they are still sending him money to sustain him there. Hi. Hi. If anything is wrong with your life, if anything went wrong, God is the reason why it is not worse than you saw. For every negative situation you see, what the devil planned was worse. If you have lost anything, according to God's servant Bishop Oyedepo, God is the reason why you didn't lose everything. Some lost their car and lost their lives. Don't allow the devil make you focus on what is lost. Let the Spirit of God help you to focus on what is left, what you have. Somebody say aloud, amen. And it shall multiply. And it shall increase. Somebody got a sack later and began to celebrate on the sack later. And they said, why? He said, I have done all my best in this place, and this is what they will give me, termination later. This means this is promotion later. I haven't done anything wrong. I have put in my best, and this is the best they can give me. Then this is not termination later, it's promotion later. He got a job from another organization. That was truly a promotion. Heavier and better than what he lost. We are going to celebrate God for 7 minutes. Alright, let's do 5 minutes. In the course of this celebration, we are praising God in the adversity, the scarcity, the shortage we find ourselves in our nation, and the uncertainty. How many of you know the political climate is very uncertain? Very uncertain, very, very, very uncertain. But in the middle of this uncertainty, we shall see the move of God. Listen to this. God said, be still and know that I am God. I said something in the first service and I want to repeat it. If God is silent, is quiet, he does not communicate approval. If God has not said anything or hasn't done anything, he does not confirm his happiness. He doesn't confirm that he is in agreement with what is happening. Many times, the quietness and silence of God is a danger sign. It's an ominous sign. If it's something like, is it me you want to temper with? Just go ahead. Let me watch you for a while. When Nebuchadnezzar molded an image of himself, 90 feet tall, the height of 2 trailers, his own stature, that is his picture, his stature, and commanded the whole world to bow down to worship him, God was watching. In Daniel chapter 3, he threw Daniel into the lions. He threw them into the furnace. God brought them out. And God said, Nebuchadnezzar, have you finished, done your best? In chapter 4, God stepped in. And he said, I want to send you to the University of Agriculture. I want to turn you into a practical animal. Into a practical animal. And I want you to be there for 7 solid years until you will learn that the Most High ruleth in the affairs of men. That I just gave you space. You are nothing. There are people in our generation, in our nation, that will soon realize that they are nothing. When Reuben met up, his father Jacob didn't say anything until D-Day came. He said, hey, you remember that thing we're talking about? You thought I forgot? When Joab teamed up with Absalom to rebel against David, Joab became a fighter against his boss. David kept quiet. At the end of the day, he said, Joab, so continue your command. But when he was handing over to Solomon, he said, do you remember Joab? Don't let him die normal. Don't let his gray hair go down to the grave. Cut him off. You remember what he did? Joab ran to the temple and held the horns of the altar. He sent one of the sons of Zeruiah. Follow him there. One of the soldiers. He said, the man is on the altar. Joab, come and say, I'm not coming out. I better die here. They went to Solomon. What did he say? Say he wants to die there. Kill him there. Massive judgment is coming. If God is silent, he does not communicate approval. Many times the quietness and silence of God is an ominous, a very dangerous sign. You know how quiet it is before a major earthquake. Pin drop silence. Hallelujah. And if you are a partner in crime, when the judgment of God lands on the wicked, nothing makes you to escape. Ask God for mercy on time and right your wrongs so that you are not consumed. I believe that it was 3 days ago in the morning, and I saw chains. That is both the judgment of earth and heaven. The particular person that I saw, so I thought you went to church. I thought you were hearing all the things they were saying. So you are among those who perpetrated fraud. Did I not tell you? I just saw something. I told her, so there are people who will still sit and hear about don't be a party to all these fraudulent practices and all these corrupt things and still go to church. Young people are complaining of massive unemployment. They gave you opportunity as a youth couple to go and do some little work. 20,000 or 30,000 or how much money? You compromise with wicked agents of the devil against the destiny of a nation and your own future. And later on you want to complain that you graduated for 5 years, no job. Meanwhile, you assisted those who will make sure you don't have a job. University lecturer, professor. At home for 8 months. Talking of salary. Tiny opportunity to go and coordinate something. You are assisting those who have no heart for human beings. And at the end of the day, you say they have not increased your salary. In fact, no pay for many years. Some police or security people are trusting for their condition of service to be better. And you agree to assist people. Whose only vision is themselves. To manipulate. And at the end of the day, you are sent to face bandits and all manner of insecurity situations that they brought on us. And then they clean you out of life. Why wouldn't we for once do the right thing? You work in the electoral body. You can say no. It doesn't matter who is on top of you. I refuse compromise. Otherwise, the day will come where if you mention the place where you work, you attract instant hostility. Where do you work?
Say, I work in government organization.
Which particular one?
Which particular one do you work? The electoral body? Eh?
Where do you say you work? Don't inherit the shame of anybody. Don't inherit the reproach of anybody. You can be a Daniel. Everybody can taste of the corruption, but I refuse it. I don't only refuse it, I expose it. I don't only refuse it, I expose it. For the rescue of the destiny of a nation.
Somebody say amen. God may be silent now, but his silence is not consent. We shall watch him. He said, be still and know that I am God.
Lord, all the things happening in Nigeria, where are you? He said, calm down, I'm still on the throne.
Fully in charge. Very soon you will know where I am.
Give the Lord a deep clap and a loud shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Are you ready to take 5 minutes of celebration? And this celebration is on your behalf for victory that we believe God has done, for supernatural supplies, for victory for our nation. And for the things we are expecting shortly. While that is happening, all those who lifted their hands and said they had a testimony from the first segment of the ministration, one or two of our ministers will attend to you. Please proceed. And before I go on, before I forget, anyone watching from any part of the nation, please, the state elections happening in all the states, ensure you are there.
Discharge your civic responsibility. Do what you are meant to do. And let God do what we cannot do. Somebody say amen.
Let's celebrate. Celebrate.
He has given me victory, hallelujah, oh, He has given me victory, Jehovah, He has given me victory, He has given me victory, you say. Yes, I have given the victory. Yes, Jehovah. What will you make?
I'd like you to give me 10 minutes. Very, very sharp 10 minutes. Done. This celebration is 5 minutes, but give me sharp 10 minutes. I'll release off before it's too hot, okay? We are working on the cooling system. It's a bit better today than last Sunday, and it will be better next Sunday. Right? But go ahead, celebrate for the next 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Hit the road running and let us go. Let's go.
Oh, believe, 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 oh, believe,
Sister Asabe Innocent and Sister Stella Ejeta, please make your way forward quickly.
Sharp.
This is our brother Dauda Lambda, He said in 2019 he had an accident that left him with a severe pain. Tom, first of all, severe pain on the left knee. And he said in the first service while the worship was going on, he said fire stepped on that knee and that knee pain checked back to hell and he's here to give God
praise. Give the Lord a praise. Go ahead.
Our sister Asabe Innocent, she said she had been having this hot sensation on the right hand. Hot sensation, couldn't lift it up. And she said that while we were worshiping in this second service, and you said we should lay our hands on our head, she did so, and that hot sensation ceased, and she's here to give God
praise. Give the Lord a praise, return back to her.
Amazing testimony, sir. This is our sister Stella. She says she has had persistent issues with pregnancy, lost 3 pregnancies already. This is the 4th one she's on now. She says she came in here, couldn't walk, severe pain for some days now. And she told her husband, please, let's go to church this morning. The husband insisted she should stay at home and watch because of the pain. But she insisted that she will come to church. She came to church with that same pain while we were praying and worshiping this morning, this second service. She said she felt like using the restroom. She went into the restroom, healed herself. As she said, she dropped a lot of things, and right now that pain is gone, and everything is free. The baby is moving very well, and she said to give God praise.
Deliver in safety in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise.
Let's receive Brother Kevin Iyai for his testimony. Clap for Jesus. Sister Precious and Sister Joy.
Yes.
Clap for Jesus for them.
Yes, go ahead, sharp.
Brother Kevin said, at the shout of break in the course of the ministration, God opened his eyes where he saw God using the face of God's servant, the senior pastor of the house, and God's handmaiden. They were unburying gifts from the earth. They were unburying wedding rings, wedding gowns, silver and gold. So he believes that people are saved.
Everything that is yours that the enemy has buried, they are released into your hands in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Sister Precious said nothing has been working for her. Nothing has been working for her. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. At the shout of break, she saw God use the face of God's servant using a scissors to begin to cut off chains from her feet. She believed that she's saved.
Give the Lord a praise. Every bondage you came here with is broken.
Sister Joy, Jerry said, the spirit of fear has been our own experience for the past 4 months, and spirit husband molestation. At a shout of break, she saw the angel of this commission removing chains out of her feet. She believed that she's also delivered, and she said to give God praise.
Be free
for that wonderful
permanently place. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. There are so many people standing there, but all right. 2 more, all right. Very sharp. If you have very, very sure.
Brother Micah Moses, please come forth very quickly for your testimony. And Mrs. Glory Eguda, please, wherever you are, come forward very quickly. Please be fast, wherever you are. I took your testimony behind there. Be fast. Brother Michael Moses, 2 weeks ago, returned from school with an excruciating pain on the right ear. So when the mother discovered it, she thought it was something minor. So the next day, she took the son to the hospital for checkup. People that attended to her said the son was fine. Some drugs were administered. The situation continued until Friday that same week. They checked the ear. Nothing was found in there. So she said, instead of this pain to continue like this, that she had an anointing oil blessed from this altar kept in the house. So she applied the oil on the ear of this man. She said, this same young man that was taken to the hospital, that the ophthalmologist said there was nothing in the ear, she realized pus coming out of the ear, and a strange pencil was removed from the ear. So since that time, the young man has been fine, and they are here to give God praise for the wonderful deliverance.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise. Lift your hands and let's give the Lord the praise. Blessed be your name. Honored. Okay, right. Yes. Go ahead.
Mrs. Glory had an encounter 3 weeks ago where God used the face of God's servant to appear to her and told her that every challenge in your life is over. And secondly, God also told her, with the face of the senior pastor, that he had two landed properties, one in Lupe here and another one at Kuje, and that which one will she prefer. So she said she will prefer the one around Lupe here, so that she can be close to the church. She said just the day before yesterday, somebody called she and her husband to come take a plot of land around Lupe here as a confirmation to that encounter. And
give
she
the
said
Lord
to give
clap. How much did she pay for it?
Nothing. She didn't pay anything.
I told you that. That it's possible that you can.
That.
Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. What a mighty, mighty God. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. While we are in this mood, anyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus? You want your sins forgiven? You want Jesus to be Lord over your life? Anywhere you are, you want mercy. You want help. You want forgiveness. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus. Louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord, and make me a new person, Lord. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everyone who is here, you pray this prayer, you want to surrender your life to Christ, you want your life restored and return back to Jesus. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and rush to the front here and let me pray for you. Carry your Bibles, carry your bag. I'll give you the count of 10. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Quickly come forward here. One.
I live for Jesus day after day.
Two.
I live for Jesus. Let what comes the Holy Spirit.
Three. I live for Jesus day after day.
I live for Jesus day after day.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Quickly come forward here. Come forward here. Come forward here. From everywhere you are, quickly come forward here and make your ways right with Jesus. You are bound by an addiction, any form of addiction. You are addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, addicted to marijuana, addicted to smoking, drinking, prostitution, lying, cheating, duping, fraud, gambling. Whatever has tied down your life and you want to be free of it, quickly run forward here as well and let us pray for you. I'll give you the count of 10 to come forward. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, also rush forward. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. The praise. Father, thank you. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. And everyone that is here today, you are in need of becoming a full member of this church. You've been here for a while. Maybe you've just been around 5 years, 10 years, 15 years or more. But you're not a full member. You haven't done the membership. It is when you are planted that you can be fruitful. Quickly stand up on your feet and step forward and let us receive you.
Welcome.
Quickly, carry your Bibles and bags and step forward and let's receive.
You are welcome in the name of the Lord. We can see all over you the glory of the Lord. You are welcome.
come forward here and let's receive you. Father, thank you for all these ones. We ask that your help will be released upon them and your purpose for their lives be fulfilled. In a short while, I also invite those who are here for the first time. Today is your first time. I welcome Reverend Brian Wilson, all the way from the UK, United Evangelical Church, native of UK, is here. God bless you. Welcome with your wife and family. We are happy to have you. Thank you for coming. Give the Lord the praise, please. Take your seat and welcome every other person here who is here with us all the way. We appreciate your coming in Jesus' precious name.